West Allis police found Corey Stingley not breathing on December 14, 2012, after three men restrained the young black man when they saw him shoplifting. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm announced last week that a John Doe investigation showed the men did not intend to harm Stingley and were unaware he was in distress. So Chisholm has declined to file charges. Several protests have followed, and another one is scheduled for 4 p.m. today. Milwaukee County Supervisor David Bowen urges Chisholm to reconsider and file charges.
The public has seen time and time again where people have done things that they did not intend to do, but still took a life in that situation. And we've seen them be charged with some level of accountability.
The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled there was a homicide in the Stingley case, but legally that simply means death at the hands of another, and is different than the standard for a criminal charge. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.